Now I give you a dozen hot dogs.
He opened another lid in the top of the metal bun.
I'm putting a package of buns in here. Got that?
He closed the lid and pulled upon a little side door cut in the shining red tin dog.
In here, they got a little can of liquid heat keeps the hot dogs warm.
My God,
Ignatius said with some respect.
These cards are like Chinese puzzles. I suspect that I will continually be pulling at the wrong opening.
The old man opened still another lid cut in the rear of the hot dog.
What's in there? A machine gun?
The mustard and ketchup's in here.
Well, I shall give this a brave try, although I may sell someone the can of liquid heat before I get too far.
The old man rolled the car to the door of the garage and said,
Okay, buddy, go ahead.
Thank you so much,
Ignatius replied and wheeled the big tin hot dog out onto the sidewalk.
I will be back promptly in an hour.
Get off the sidewalk with that thing.
I hope that you don't think I am going out in the traffic.
You can get yourself arrested for pushing one of them things on the sidewalk.
Good,
Ignatius said.
If the police follow me, they might prevent a robbery.
Ignatius pushed slowly away from the headquarters of Paradise Vendors through the heavy pedestrian traffic that moved to either side of the big hot dog like waves on a ship's prow. This was a better way of passing time than seeing personnel managers, several of whom, Ignatius thought, had treated him rather viciously in the last few days. Since the movie houses were now off-limits due to lack of funds, he would have had to drift, bored and aimless, around the business district until it seemed safe to return home. The people on the street looked at Ignatius, but no one bought. After he had gone half a block, he began calling,
Hot dogs! Hot dogs from paradise!
Get in the street, pal!
The old man cried somewhere behind him. Ignatius turned the corner and parked the wagon against a building. Opening the various lids, he prepared a hot dog for himself and ravenously ate it. His mother had been in a violent mood all week, refusing to buy him any Dr. Nutt, pounding on his door when he was trying to write, threatening to sell the house and move into an old folks' home. She described to Ignatius the courage of Patrolman Mancuso, who, against heavy odds, was fighting to retain his job, who wanted to work, who was making the best of his torture and exile in the bathroom at the bus station. Patrolman Mancuso's situation reminded Ignatius of the situation of Boethius when he was imprisoned by the emperor before being killed. To pacify his mother and to improve conditions at home, he had given her The Consolation of Philosophy, an English translation of the work that Boethius had written while unjustly imprisoned, and had told her to give it to Patrolman Mancuso so that he might peruse it while sealed in his booth.
The book teaches us to accept that which we cannot change. It describes the plight of a just man in an unjust society. It is the very basis for medieval thought. No doubt it will aid your patrolman during his moments of crisis,
Ignatius had said benevolently.
Yeah?
Mrs. Riley had asked.
Aw, that's sweet, Ignatius. Poor Angelo will be glad to get this.